opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Okay, well, that was weird. That wasn't the song I'm used to.
It wasn't the song at all.
That's the morning song.
Oh, this is not Sunday
That's
morning.
That's not a song.
This is Thursday morning. And Carl and Linda are on their way to Tennessee to a wedding. We wish them a safe trip and hope they have a really great time. I know they're going to try to get someone to DVR the vice presidential debate tonight because kind of hard to watch that when you're midair. But they were really hoping somebody would do that.
I think they're with family. Are they with family tonight?
Oh, that could be. They may be there. Yeah. Yeah. They may be in Tennessee.
Carl's like, what if we have to visit with our family tonight and we can't catch the debate?
And he's like, what are we going to do? So you're joining Free Fire Radio, Aaron Ryan and Elizabeth Woodward, usually on Sunday mornings with We the People Radio. We are sitting in for Carl and Linda as they take a few days off. Good morning, Bob.
And good morning. How you doing?
Really great. We don't work with you normally.
As a matter of fact, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have all our guest hosts.
Yep.
I can go ahead and take care of a little something, get that out of the way. And,
please
of course,
do.
It's a very important something. Every weekday morning at about this time, we find out what's happening in the financial world with our Wells Fargo advisor. And Kathy Lathrop Cummings is going to let us know what's happening out there in the financial world. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 31 points at 13,376. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 7 at 1439. And the NASDAQ is positive 20 at 3071. Active stocks today include Sprint Nextel up 61 cents at $5.65 and Bank of America up 14 cents at $9.35. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 10 cents at $16.31, and North Valley Bank is down 9 cents at $13.86. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield up to 2.92%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is up $3.20 at $17.68.30. Silver is up 3 cents at $34.14. And crude oil is up 69 cents at $91.94. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on the home of Free Fire Radio. Let's take a real quick look at the weather before we toss it back to our guest host. Partly cloudy today, a high of 82, generally clear tonight, and the low 52 degrees. Great sleeping weather. Tomorrow, a few more clouds, then mainly sunny skies, and a high only of 73 degrees. Loving it currently in Reading, 50 degrees. And the weather report, as always, brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards, just off Highway 44 at Inwood. And the folks out there at Anselmo will serve you up some great dinner. And I think tonight is pizza night, wood-fired pizza at Anselmo Vineyards. They only make a limited number of them, so get on out there and enjoy some delicious meal and some great company and the most fantastic scenery you can imagine here in Northern California at Anselmo Vineyards.
You forgot to tell them it was dark out.
It is dark with early morning patches of light.
Early morning patches of light.
I'm like, who cares what the weather is?
Thank you very much, George Carlin.
I don't know how Carl and Linda do it. This is early.
It is early.
But you know, it's a good thing they only live a few minutes away.
There you have it.
Because I don't.
It's all about proximity.
I have to dodge deer on my way in.
How'd that work out?
Pretty good.
Is that why you have Dan's big truck?
That's right.
Right, brought the big rig.
That's right. So,
okay. So, what happens? I want to know. I have a lot of curiosity, even in the morning. I want to know what happens if they run out of pizza. What happens then? What's the backup plan?
It's you select another item from the menu and try again next time. But they only make, because it's a wood-fired pizza and they make the crust up ahead of time and all that, there's a limited number.
Have you had it, Bob?
I have not. I intend on taking my wife out there in the near future, because everybody who goes says, I'm going back for more. So before it gets too popular.
Just don't do it on the same night, though, because by the time you eat the first one, then they're probably gone. Huh?
Yeah, so.
I don't know about that.
You've been out to Anselmo's a couple of times.
Yeah, but I don't know about the wood-fired pizza deal. I don't even know about wood-fired pizza in general.
Ooh,
I need to get out more.
Quite tasty.
What does it mean? They cook it over the fire, oven, like camping?
Yeah, well, the oven is heated instead of using gas or electricity. The oven is heated
like
by a
oven.
Wood fire. Yes, it's a big outdoor, I guess it's like a brick thing.
Really?
I have not seen this in person, but I have had wood-fired pizza in other areas, and it imparts kind of a different flavor to it.
Yet again, I need to
get out. I'm hungry.
Yeah, it is kind of funny now. It is dark, so you can have pizza now.
Yep. So we're going to go to a break real quick because we just got the
break signal.
You ought to see the hand signals here. They're really fun.
This is new for us.
Yes, baseball umpire, baseball coaches have nothing on me.
Exactly. You'll be listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Three days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Back with We the People. Oops, not We the People Radio. I was going to suggest we do a shameless plug.
It's the We the
plug.
People people.
It's the We the People people sitting in for Carl and Linda Bott. You are joining KCNR 1460, Shasta Redding. Jump on the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 530-605-4567. And very quickly, before we go to the phone, should we do a
that
shameless...
That was Elizabeth Tangled in recording.
And I do that all the time. I haven't bumped my head on the microphone yet, but give me a chance. I will.
You skipped it last Sunday.
We've got
too.
An hour and a half.
Oh, that's true.
Let's do a shameless plug for We the People Radio this Sunday. Take it away, Aaron.
I can't. I'm drawing a blank.
You're drawing a blank.
Who's on this Sunday?
We have...
She's all excited. Look at her. She's talking like an Arab trader there. Blah, 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 and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, put the brakes on there.
I am the weakest link.
That's okay. I know you set the speaker up, but I don't remember... well, tune into We the People Radio.
My calendar's
open. Join us on Facebook.
Who is it?
Daniel Friedman.
Daniel Friedman?
No. Peter Friedman.
Peter Friedman. Peter Friedman. And
how many people does it take to figure out who the guest is on Sunday?
Three.
Apparently three.
Well, we're booked out for 6 weeks, so they kind of blend together sometimes.
I know, and Peter Friedman can talk about a whole bunch of things, but Islam is his specialty.
Okay, great.
So if you're interested in that and or calling in, call us same station and all that jazz.
Absolutely.
Sunday morning,
same
8
details.
To
10. And we encourage you to join us from 8 to 10 on Sunday mornings.
And we have Charles on the line. I think Charles is going to... Okay, hold on. I'm going to go Johnny Carson on myself. You know, it's like how he does like the Swami thing. Doesn't really work so good on radio, but you don't have to have the hat. You can be impromptu Swami.
Good morning, Charles.
I think he's talking about smoking.
Are you there? Are you in there?
Yes, I'm here.
Are you channeling Darth Vader as Bob suggested?
So what's the topic?
What's our topic today?
Well, last night the ad hoc policy review committee of the College Board of Trustees met to discuss a campus-wide smoke-free policy.
I was close.
And Donnell Ewart's minions were out there in force.
Hmm.
And so they want a smoking ban?
Yeah.
And, you know, here's the irony of these smoking bans that they're bringing into play in this community. I guess they want to offset all of the smoke that we suffered through all summer through the forest fires that were, you know, I mean, I know that a lot of the fires are, accidental. We've got, you know, issues with lightning and such, but... I do know that a lot of them are backfired, so, you know, I think they sometimes go on longer than they need to. So are they trying to make up the difference there, do you think?
That's nowhere on the radar screen.
That's a big N-O.
I mean, if I could, you know, if I could sum it up, you know, in one word, it would be hubris.
And that is?
A heightened form of, it's a synonym of the word pride, but it's pride taken to another level.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the chance to play God by...
There you go.
You know,
okay, that's what I was looking for.
Society's moral code.
Well, and you know...
How are they going to enforce it?
I don't think they can.
They have sprinklers?
Well,
squirt guns?
And here's the... And here's the thing, you know, the smoking ban that was really that recently passed for all of our local parks. Number one, it's my understanding that our local law enforcement has pretty much said we won't enforce it because, you know, we actually have more important things to do.
Called crime.
And number two, the people that have a tendency to hang out in parks and smoke, I personally would not approach one of those folks to tell them to stop smoking. So I don't really think that's going to make a dent. Is it one of those feel good things that some of these folks do so that they can look back on their record and say, well, look what I did?
Well, that's part of it. And another part of it is that, you know, you're dealing with a zealotry. You know, I'm tempted to describe it in terms of jihad, but, you know, I'm going to try to refrain from that. This morning.
Yeah, never given to temptation before 7:30.
No, but, you know, the term sveshanya voina might be applicable. That's, by the way, that's Russian for holy war.
Oh, I thought it was Russian for go ahead and smoke if you got them.
No, there's actually a World War II era fight song by that same title.
So, Charles, what was the end result last night at the Board of Trustees meeting for Shasta College?
What they're going to do is they're going to punt to the next scheduled board meeting. The college president, Joe Wise, spelt W-Y-S-E, is going to put together a staff report listing ostensibly pros and cons, and the full board is going to consider it at probably their next regular meeting, which is scheduled to take place after the election, because the College Board typically meets on the second Wednesday of every month. So this is after the election, and I know that there's at least one member on that board who's running for re-election this year. There may be... I'll have to go look at the qualified candidates list to see who else may be running for re-election.
So what are they saying? Like, no smoking anywhere on the campus? Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, what they've got right now are two gazebos in which smoking is allowed, and those are the only areas on campus where smoking is allowed at all.
Mm.
The parking lot is a smoke-free. All the parking lots are smoke-free zones. Everything is a smoke-free zone except for the two gazebos.
Okay, so if they're walking through the parking lot doing reconnaissance and they find a cigarette butt, do they whip that thing up and send it to CSI so they can find out who was smoking in the parking lot?
No, they don't.
They're
going to flip you a quarter and have you hide between the cars and watch.
Yeah, we're going to wrap this up real quick, but I'm just wondering how they enforce this stuff. Hey, so Charles, we're going to have to go to a quick break.
I can hang on through the break.
We just got the signal.
You are so compliant. Thank you so much. There must be a Russian word for that. The Russian word for that is you're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Redding, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hey, Linda, guess what's happening at Tobacco and Brew this month?
$3 all month for their special Double Dark Mocha. You can get it hot, iced, or blended.
And I understand that Tobacco and Brew is serving up organic coffee.
That's right, from Guatemala. It's organic coffee where you can get it full or by the pound.
That's right, and walk next door to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in this town.
Come and check out the new wine, Smoking Loon, just $10.99 a bottle. It's a fabulous Chardonnay with a slight oak taste with hints of apple and mango. I love it.
And veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. And if you want to go out and get that cup of coffee and sit down outside, they've got plenty of places to do that. Sit there with your friends.
Winter's around the corner. Come in and get your coffee mugs now. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, across from C.R. Gibbs.
Hey, hon, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
I'm attorney Lucky Jasrani, and I help people here in the North State who are going through tough financial times and struggling with debt. Here's what a few people had to say about their experience at my law firm.
With the economy change, I lost my job and had to take a big salary cut.
I tried to work with the credit card companies, but no one seemed to care, even though I had been with them for 20 years.
If it hadn't been for Mr. Jasrani, I would have lost my car, my savings, and wages to debt collectors.
The law offices of Lucky Jasrani. We can help. Call today for a free consultation. 241-3350. That's 241-3350. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
These testimonials and endorsements do not constitute a guarantee, warranty, or prediction regarding the outcome of your legal matter.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Crown Motors. Visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding area. You've got a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs for every need. They take pride in the vehicles they sell, and they excel in great customer service and satisfaction. Look them up at 555 Cypress Avenue in Reading. Give them a call, 223-2177. And now back to our guest host, Aaron Elizabeth.
We are back, Aaron and Elizabeth from We the People Radio on Sunday mornings. Happy to sit in for Carl and Linda, who are on their way to Tennessee to a family wedding. And I don't usually get up this early. My dog got up with me, shook his head, looked at me like, are you nuts? But are you going to feed me? I fed him. He went right back to bed.
Yeah, that was the end of that.
Yeah.
It's good to be a dog.
A dog's life. Not a bad one if you, if you're in
live
my
at your house.
House. Yeah. And yours.
And my house. Yeah.
And yours.
Not a bad way to go.
And, we're gonna have a hard break here in about 3.5 minutes. So, we'll, kinda wrap up our quick conversation with Charles. Charles, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Talking about the impending smoking ban at Shasta College.
So when are they gonna start banning smoking on the streets and, you know, everywhere in the world? I'm making fun of this. Can you tell?
Well, they're on the march.
You
know, these, you know, they're on the march. They keep adding one increment onto another.
Yeah.
And they're not even
creeping.
And at the meeting they last night, they weren't even trying to hide it. They admitted that the gazebo policy, for instance, which had been in place since 2000,
where you could smoke
an incremental step toward eventually going smoke free. And
so you think that they're hoping that no one in the world will smoke again? I mean, do they really think that they have the power to influence people to that extent?
Except that more people, it seems like everybody under the age of 30 smokes now.
Yeah.
Well, it's the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the low-hanging fruit gets picked first.
Unless you already have the ladder set up. I was thinking about cherries on our old tree, you know. Yeah. If you already had the ladder set up, just take the ones up high.
Yeah.
Get it over with.
Because those are the big prizes.
But yeah.
You make a good point, Charles.
It is an easy way to control.
They're going to go after the easiest targets first. And, by the way, one of the supporters of that policy last night was trying to say that all opposition to the policy was somehow a conspiracy being perpetrated by the tobacco companies, as though I am somehow their secret agent.
You're big tobacco.
Yeah. And we're financed by the Koch brothers.
Yeah, you know.
And you know, the thing is people don't always realize that when These policies are instituted, you know, as you said, against the low-hanging fruit. And if you're not one of those fruit, you know, you can easily say, well, it's not me. I'm not going to worry about it. But
Martin Niemöller had some things to say on that subject some decades ago.
Well, you know, once it's just like opening up the door a crack, and then it opens wider and wider and wider and wider. And before long, you know, they're trying to tell everybody how to do everything. I mean, it's kind of nuts. And you can't just assume that the best intentions are behind some of these ordinances and some of these attempts to...
When you have to legislate personal responsibility, you're in trouble. Hey, Charles,
we've got 1 minute.
It's about an addiction to power.
There you go.
And we've got 1 minute before we go to a hard break, so we're going to have to wrap
this
up quick.
Right, but there's a question on the chat. You're not a smoker, are you?
I'm not doing this to try to defend, you know, any of my own personal behavior. You know, this is...
Yeah.
You know, this is about...
Liberty.
This is all about, you know, standing up before, you know, before we lose everything.
Right.
I mean, it's about stopping that runaway train before it has a chance to destroy, you know, a whole lot more than just, you know, this one little thing here.
Okay, great.
Exactly.
And that's a great segue into our break, Charles. Thanks for calling.
All right.
Bye, Charles. See you Monday. Hey, bye-bye.
And Fox News, Fox Business Report coming up, bottom of the hour, then back to more Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460.
Stocks are on the rise in early trading with the S&P on track to snap a four-day losing streak. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 30 points. Meanwhile, Eastman Kodak is seeking bankruptcy court approval to end retiree medical and survivor benefits at the end of the year as part of its restructuring. The move will eliminate the company's $1.2 billion liability, one of its biggest obligations. In return, Kodak will pay a total of nearly $660 million into a fund that could be used for future retiree benefits. Kodak, which filed for bankruptcy in January, says it will stop selling consumer inkjet printers next year and instead focus its effort on commercial printing products. And Wendy's is giving its iconic logo a makeover for the first time since 1983. The fast food company is updating its logo as it continues to transform itself into a higher-end hamburger chain. Wendy's will introduce a new contemporary brand logo in March of next year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome22.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome22.com. IncomeAtHome22.com. That's IncomeAtHome22.com.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again.
call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading. Great people inside there. You'll find a very large walk-in humidor and Espresso Joe's, where the T&B Sweeties will serve you up some excellent coffee drinks. You know, the weather's getting cooler, so great time to stop in there and find out what the new types of coffee they've got are, or just enjoy one of those great creations from the T&B Sweeties. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, and proud supporters of Free Fire Radio. And now back to our guest host, Aaron and Elizabeth.
I like it when he cuts himself off.
Yes, I love it when that happens.
And we
have Brian on the line, by the way.
We're back. Good morning, Brian.
Well, good morning, ladies. How are we today?
Are you calling from Siberia?
Are you calling from a can? Are you in a can?
You do it.
Pull the string tighter.
Get off my speakerphone there.
Please.
It's easier for me sometimes to talk and concentrate easier when I don't have it to my ear. But
And it's so much better that you don't get arrested then and everything.
Oh, no, I'm not driving. I'm actually sitting still in my car. I don't drive and talk at the same time.
Yeah, because you know, talking about personal responsibility.
Because you know everybody's listening. So what's on your mind this morning?
Well, you know, this thing about the smoking ban, I haven't read on it, but, I mean, the whole extent of it, and I don't know how far they're honestly going with it. I'll have to do a little research. But I do, I mean, being a previous smoker and understanding, so I've been on both sides of the track. You know, I really look at the fact that I think there should be a natural progression of things. I don't think that the federal government needs to come in and totally tell us that we can't do this or that. I think that there should be some restrictions in reference to people smoking in consideration to other people's health. Like, a lot of times when I come to school, because I'm a teacher, I get ready to go into the classroom and I walk by and I see parents, I see people sitting out in the parking lot of the school where kids are constantly walking by and they're smoking. I see there's certain areas where I don't think we should have smoking because we're trying to break that cycle, that generational cycle, and then hopefully that split in the middle will help, you know, dissipate the amount of people that are smoking through the younger generation. To completely say you can't smoke anywhere or do this or that, I think that's getting extreme, but I do think that we need to set positive examples to the younger generation by limiting the amount of areas, especially around where there's a large amount of group of people. So I do agree with that kind of restriction.
But aren't you fine? I mean, I just am noticing that there are way more young people smoking now than like 10 years ago.
Well, I don't know the statistics to compare from this generation to the last, you know, each generation.
But just like looking around, you know.
There's always been a considerable amount of teenage smokers. I think that's always been that way. You know, I don't think that's something you're always going to get away. I think that's just the rites of passage in some sense for some. But I do notice that we're seeing less and less. Now, when I was in Russia, there's a different story. When we were in Russia visiting for a month, everybody smoked everywhere. I mean, it was, and my kids constantly complained because they come from a culture where it is not as prevalent as it used to be. So there is major change in reference to our country. We don't necessarily notice it because we're here, but if you go somewhere else where it's much more prevalent, it's really noticeable. Believe me, this country has made major steps in reference to smoking compared to countries. It just blows me away. It's like night and day.
So what do you do when somebody decides that something else you're doing is not acceptable? And where do you draw the line in the sand between one personal habit and another?
Well, I think first we have to look at the health considerations. I know everybody has their own choice and that everybody can damage their body all they want, but when it comes down to the fact that it comes off the backs of us and we have to pay for it, I kind of have a hard time with that part. That's no different than people that are sitting on their butts on welfare not getting a job, because there are jobs out there. I mean, if I was out and down and out, I would freaking go get a job cleaning toilets. I don't care
where I've got three children.
Okay.
I like that. He was like on The Voice. Bob had his hand over the button. He almost turned his chair for you.
Oh, no. I'm careful. But anyway, I would do everything I can for my family to take care of them instead of sitting and sucking up the money from everybody else.
But
that's
Brian,
just like me going out begging for money from the
street. You gotta jump in.
Hey, Brian, your point is well taken. However, using that form of logic, could you not also foresee banning big gulps, banning fried foods, you know.
Oh, yeah, big sodas.
Because of the social impact.
Ice cream.
Oh, my God, we're all getting fat. We must outlaw all these horrible things. And pretty soon you get, and, you know, because certain styles incite certain behaviors, well, let's put everybody in jumpsuits. We're getting real close to the world that George Lucas envisioned in THX 1138.
I agree. But then you also need to look at the people involved, too. But what are these people going to stand up and say enough's enough? I mean, half the darn country won't get off their butts and do anything about it. I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, we're still in these positions.
I don't think you're sorry.
Unless people stand up and say, hey, I don't want you to do this. You can't do this. I'm the one in control. Then it's going to happen. And so until people stop being lazy in this country, and they are, then we are going to lose all our rights. And they're, you know what, they've been doing this for years. Each generation has lost a piece. It's no different than the kids I work with, that I see the generational changes, that these children have parents that do not know how to raise children. There's no common etiquette. Do they sit at the table as a family and eat? I mean, this is how far this has gotten.
Hey, Brian, so to turn that logic back around, smoking is a personal choice and a personal right. So when you talk about each generation losing more and more personal rights, that is a small example of another one. And we are going to have to wrap this up pretty quick.
I made the personal choice not to smoke anymore. That was my choice because I knew that it wasn't healthy for me. So I made the choice. I said, I'm not smoking anymore. And I quit cold turkey. It may be the hardest way to do it, but I made that choice. So, you know, those people out there have to make choices, too. And I agree that the federal government has no business in our rights. But we're supposed to be in their business, and that's the problem. We're not getting in their business. That's what we should be doing.
Charles is. Yeah. And, Charles, we've got to take a really swift break here.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Brian.
No,
have fun at school.
Bye.
And and on that happy note.
That was. You know, one thing, though, I will toss this out. Isn't it interesting how it's for the children is being used to justify so many things?
Of course. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM. If you have thoughts, call us. It's the home of Free Fire Media.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. See vendors from across the U.S., competitions, the Oakland Police Drill Team, horsepower shootout, and more. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and metal militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Big Bike Weekend, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of excitement brought to you by Holiday Inn and the Real Estate Group.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support, paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes. Did you know that Gone for Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 and make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com. Your old electronics and appliances will be gone for free.
This portion of Free Fire Radio, brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values, quality doesn't have to cost more. Alliance Heating and Air services and repairs all makes and models, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Give them a call at 221-2642. And now back to Free Fire Radio, and we got a special announcement.
Hey, great. Welcome back. We're sitting in for Carl and Linda on their way to Tennessee to a family wedding. And speaking of business.
Because why would you go all the way to Tennessee if it wasn't your family?
That's right.
For a wedding.
That's a long way.
For a wedding.
So we're talking business and community and some of the great events that take place in Redding. I mean, I've never seen such an event-centered community. And Big Bike Weekend. Take it away.
Yes. It's going to be kick butt. You guys going to come out?
Can you say butt?
Absolutely.
Bob, can we say butt?
Hey, and you know what?
There was it's not that early. I think we can.
There was a great article in Enjoy Magazine about
that's all I wanted.
Women writers.
I want to give a plug. That's a cool magazine.
Yeah, and that's
what
story.
Is it? Oh, Enjoy
Magazine.
Just a great magazine.
Oh, yeah,
but
there was
a
great spread this month about the women that ride bikes and how they started with their husbands and their significant others, decided they liked it so much they got their own. Very cool story. There's like a club in town. There's probably 40 women.
I think anybody with a set of eyeballs can see that the biking community in large, the women are riding, and they're riding with a force.
And I want to say that Aaron and I both have backgrounds in logging miles on the back of a bike.
On the back? What about on the front?
No, I was on the back. Were you?
I used to bartend at the Redwood Run every year.
Close enough.
So Big Bike Weekend this year, guys. Come out October 12th, 13th, and 14th. We have Sport Bikers Row there at the Shasta Center. The strip is going to be live action, as Turtle Man would say. And we got a giveaway, I think, from Redding Harley Davidson.
We do.
What's that thing over there?
What'd you call it? It was a
tchotchke.
A tchotchke. Otherwise known
as leather coasters. When I'm looking at this thing, I'm like, what the heck's a tchotchke? Hey, wait a minute. It looks like a
If you want to know what tchotchkes are, come to Kubler's Furniture. We'll show you what tchotchkes are.
All right.
You'll just, like, show me tchotchke.
So what are the numbers we're looking at for this weekend?
Huge, mongous, godzillion.
And where are people coming from?
I think all over at this point, Bill. Yeah,
I think so. There's certainly a large crowd around this area, but I think there's a lot of out of towners coming too. You know, I mean, we've been advertising down in the Bay Area.
Well, is it like the car shows? They go from place to place.
Some, yeah, kind of. I think you have a following. Always, you have that following, that core group that just, you know, jumps from event to event, and that's what they do. This year's a little different. We're implementing, you know, the sport bikers. This place is awesome, like you were saying a minute ago. Awesome area for us to ride in.
Yeah, it is.
We have the terrain that people, you know, travel thousands of miles to get to. We have it here.
Hey, and I want to encourage people, if you've never done the trip into the Scott Valley, absolutely breathtakingly beautiful on the back of a bike.
Mm-hmm. If you can dodge all the fishing game employees.
You got to up from Bad Bob. That's huge.
I have family in the Scott Valley, and yes, just watch for the deer.
And the fishing game employees.
And fishing game wardens.
You can go with 5 minutes in any direction and be in the tall pines and the beautiful areas.
Exactly.
It's beautiful.
It's an excellent point.
We have Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn coming up. We have Uptown Band. And if anybody's been around Redding for a while, they know Uptown. They rock and roll. They have a good time. We're going to have food eating competition.
Nice.
Jeff, California Cattle Company is going to be setting up those Foreman burgers. And if anybody's ever had one, they know how good they are.
So now we're going to be at the convention center, right?
No.
Is that where it's centered? No. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Big Bike Week is back
on
the strip.
Is that a bike sound? Where?
Back on the strip, Hilltop.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
What we're talking about now is with the eating contest and the sport bike row is actually over in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek.
Yeah, one of the cool things about the Shasta Center
is Dairy Queen and Duke's restaurant.
Sure.
They're always doing something extra.
Yeah.
And this year, in partnership, we're doing with Big Bike Weekend. I mean, that shopping center is always alive with action.
Yes, it is. They're always. Well, and they have the farmer's market there.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool.
So how do they win the coaster? They have to come here and say tchotchke?
I don't know.
Can we tell them to do what you said earlier off air?
Probably not. Possible deniability on this one, guys.
You were supposed to ride in doing something
so
socially
accessible. So you can ride in on a bike, or you can call, or you can just walk in. The first person that comes in and says, I want the coaster.
It's a coaster. They're coasters. It's not just a coaster.
It's not just a coaster.
It's a Harley. I'm holding it up to the microphone. Can you see it?
You can't see it.
It is a Harley Davidson coaster.
I think Bill's going to jump across the table there and grab it from you guys.
Is it just one coaster?
I don't know. I'm trying to get the box open.
Hey, so Bill, what's your involvement in Big Bike Weekend?
I manage the shopping center over there, so we're involved with putting on this big sport bike. Absolutely.
Great.
I have a 66 Shovel.
Great.
Police Special. It's a great bike. I ride it all the time.
Nice. And Carl and Linda are also bike riders.
We had a 78 Sportster.
There's two in here.
Okay.
I mean, a Super Glide.
I got to tell you before we wrap this up real quick that I was on the back of a BMW and a Goldwing. I'm sorry. I did not tough it out.
Yeah. There was no two wheels.
Yeah. Two wheels.
There you go.
Two wheels counts as far as I'm concerned.
I stopped when you had to wear helmets. I was a helmet hater.
We had microphones so we could talk back and forth.
Oh, so again, guys,
we were tripped out.
He's like, yeah, that's real nice.
Yeah, he doesn't care. Let's get to the date.
She lost me at BMW.
That was the ultimate blow off.
Come on out, guys. Enjoy the event. It's going to be a great time. A lot of food, a lot of beer, a lot of fun.
Yeah, come support this because a lot of cash dropped in the community.
Yes. I mean, the hotels fill up, you know, and it's fun. It's something else to do.
It is. It is.
And, you know, take advantage of the weather.
Yes, it's absolutely wonderful right now.
And the swimsuit competition.
Okay. And while you're there, pop into Kubler's Furniture.
We do have a question from the chat room. Fergie, who is a regular here, wants to know if he wears his colors, will there be an issue with that?
I don't think so. We've gotten, pretty good relationships with RPD. And, you know, I think anybody that comes out to support it and supports the organization they're with in a civil manner, you know, it's always good, I think. It's always good to
there
be
you
able
go.
To
keep
do that.
It civil.
All right.
It's an event. Guys, come out, have a good time. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring anybody that wants to come.
Absolutely.
Motorcycle riding is cool.
It is fun. It's a blast.
In the Shasta Center, we're doing it from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Nice.
Sweet. Yeah.
Okay, so we're looking Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Yes.
Okay.
Bingo. Okay, are you staying around so we can tell people how to win the tchotchke?
I think we can do that.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
You're just all up on that word. Huh?
I know. It makes me laugh.
Learn new every day.
All right, we've got to take a break, guys.
All right, Bob, fine. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. Be right back.
Caller on the line and your chance to win a Harley coaster coming up right
AKA
after this.
AKA tchotchke.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Reading and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Reading City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers have been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, Costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be.
So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
And we're back. So, Kay, you're on the line. Let's jump right to you. Hey, Kay.
Hi, Aaron and Elizabeth and Bob. I'm wondering, I mean, I haven't really looked into this totally, but about 2009, I think, it came out in the paper that there was a, I think the American Lung Association does an, I guess it's an annual report on, and it evaluates smoking, cities that are on top of smoking issues, you know?
Yeah.
And Redding was the first one in California to have no smoking in, you know, the outdoor areas and in the, in businesses and so forth, and restaurants and things. And so that was back in the early 90s when they passed it. Well, we got a very low rate, Redding got a very low rating by the American Lung Association. And if you read into the article that was in the Record Searchlight, it said because what they were looking at was cities that, that had passed ordinances in the last year. Well, you know, I mean, how many ordinances do you have to pass? I mean, if you pass, I mean, I personally feel that Redding is one of, I mean, is one of the greatest places as far for non-smoking in, you know, in public areas. I mean, a lot of places you have to, you know, sort of take a deep breath and run through the front door. And that's not the case here in Redding.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, and listen, thanks for following up on that, Kay. We really appreciate it. And before
I think there's other influences besides people. I mean, I don't think that the Lung Association or anybody else should be, you know, if you have the ordinances in place and you did it a long time ago.
Yeah, be done with it, huh?
You shouldn't be part of the evaluation. You should, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're out.
Good point.
Excellent
point,
Kay. Okay. So encouraging.
Thanks,
Kay. We're gonna
we gotta move along here.
Yeah, we gotta wrap this up. We got a hard break coming up. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Okay, guys. So real quickly, give us some more info on Big Bike Weekend. We've got a lot of really cool stuff happening in the parking lot.
That sound you just heard?
Smoking tires. Is that going
to
be okay?
Yeah, you can kind of get a lot of exhaust. Smoking to tires.
We're going
to
make up
a burnout contest.
Burnout contest. You know.
Okay, but you said you had some sort of thing going on in the parking lot that
we
weren't clear about.
This is
the first year for sport bikes.
You know, this year we're doing the Metal Militia stunt riders in actually in the parking lot at the Shasta Center, where they're going to be doing their high flying jump stunts, flips, and all that stuff right in the parking lot of the Shasta Center there, right where Kubler
is. So this is like a new. a new and improved Big Bike Weekend.
Absolutely. Huge new and improved.
Great.
Nice.
Okay.
I think he can do the backflip while smoking a cigarette, too.
Okay. Nice. You probably can.
So outside.
All the clean air we got from not smoking, we're going to pollute it all.
Is that cigarette?
In one weekend.
In
that's
one
right.
weekend, yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So if you want to go hang out with bikers and smokers, that's the place to be.
Exactly.
Other cigarette hand rolled. The good food.
And you can wear whatever color
yeah,
you
got,
want.
We've got food vendors. We've got ground stunts. We've got air stunts. We've got the Veterans Museum is doing a beer garden. So it's a fundraiser for the
Gotta
for the,
love
okay,
them. So if you come out to Big Bike Weekend this weekend, great opportunity to have a super, super fun time. No personal.
If you stop by KCNR morning.
Yeah, you can get the coasters.
You can get the coasters.
The tchotchke.
And
the
Big Bike Weekend, we will not be legislating personal behavior.
See you later. We'll be back in 5 minutes listening to the news here.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. Someone help me.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. They're number two on the ticket, but they get top billing tonight.
It's a nervous situation because Joe Biden's one of the most experienced debaters we have in modern politics.
And it's Republican Paul Ryan's only chance to debate the vice president. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live at the site in Danville, Kentucky.
While sitting in what looked like comfortable executive chairs, VP Joe Biden and GOP challenger Paul Ryan will answer questions on domestic and foreign policy for an hour and a half. There will be 9 segments running about 10 minutes each. Looking forward to it is Democratic Kentucky Governor Steve Beshear.
Oh, it's going to be a great debate. We'll all see some fireworks. It'll be a great time, and it'll be great for Kentucky.
Both candidates have been prepping for tonight, watching videos of each other and taking part in mock debates. Dave?
Jennifer, there's a new report out on the jobs numbers. And there's an asterisk again. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
The Labor Department says 30,000 fewer Americans filed for unemployment checks, the lowest level in more than 4 years, 339,000. Normally, that would be a sign of hiring picking up. But the Wall Street Journal reports one large state did not file complete numbers, and that may account for much of the drop. A particularly sensitive issue after the skepticism that greeted last month's unexpected drop in the unemployment rate to 7.8%. The Labor Department has not yet returned my calls as I try to clear up this issue. Dave?
Now, Mike, on Wall Street, the Dow is up 73 points. Mortgage rates have ticked up a bit from record lows. Freddie Mac says the 30-year fixed loan up to 3.39%. Minnesota's worst workplace shooting just got deadlier. Eric Rivers died last night of his injuries, the 6th person killed in last month's attack at a sign company that happened when a man was fired from his job and he replied, "Oh, really?" and then pulled out a gun. He ended his rampage killing himself. The meningitis outbreak tied to a tainted shot for back pain hits in 11 states.
It's an eastern Idaho man over the age of 60, and he had received an epidural steroid injection in September.
State spokesman Tom Shanahan, 12 have died nationwide. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
What moves me? When I was younger, I ran everywhere. Then life took over. Suddenly it was trains, planes, and automobiles. Then I started running again, and I wasn't as limber. It was cartilage loss. I started taking Move Free maintains and repairs. It helps my body maintain more cartilage. And now, there's no looking back. Move Free maintains and repairs. Healthy joints, Move Free.
We believe that even when your team is apart, it should be easy to be together. That when you can meet face-to-face, you're more likely to see eye-to-eye. That when everyone is on the same screen, it's a lot easier to be on the same page. Welcome to GoToMeeting, the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. With one click, launch or join a meeting from anywhere. It's that easy. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Syria is angry at Turkey for intercepting a Syrian passenger plane from Russia forced to land by Turkish fighter jets, and then cargo was confiscated. This a week after border skirmishes. And a lot of refugees keep fleeing Syria to Turkey and to Jordan.
In a time of civil war, Jordan's school tents is a place to be a kid again. With around half of the kids at Zatari camp under the age of 18, 14 school tents work their way through the different grades. Conditions are tough in this desert camp. The sand cakes people's clothes. There's nowhere to escape the harsh sun. There's also not a lot to do. Mohammed, like many others, have turned his tent into a store. He arrived 2 months ago from Dara. Selling goods to make people's lives easier. Not everyone can afford them. this man refusing to pay his prices for a kilo of tomatoes. In Jordan, Emily with the Fox News Radio.
The day after a parking garage collapsed in Miami, the construction worker who remains missing is expected to be the fourth dead victim.
People yelling, people screaming. It was just real horrible.
A trapped worker rescued early this morning when they amputated his legs, later died of his injuries and became victim number three. One of NASCAR's most popular drivers is taking a pit stop.
It was on the last lap of the chase race at Talladega on ESPN.
And a huge wreck to end this race,
which now ends almost any chance for driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. to win this year's Sprint Cup Championship. Hendrick Motorsports announcing Jr. sustained a concussion as a result of the wreck and will sit out the next two races at Charlotte and Kansas. Replacing Jr. in the number 88 car will be Regan Smith. Marge Tashina, Fox News Radio.
The Stones are rolling again. Yeah. A new song out today, the first time the band's been in the studios in 7 years, Doom and Gloom. And another new track will be on yet another Rolling Stones Greatest Hits album due out next month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to, I want to say We the People Radio, but tune in on Sunday morning and I will. You are joining Shasta Redding, Free Fire Media. We are at KCNR 1460, Elizabeth Woodward, Aaron Ryan, Bob, and our guest Gary Cadd. We are sitting in for Carl and Linda, who are on their way to Tennessee. And just wanted to very quickly...
Are you going to say it's to a family wedding?
No, I'm going to let you do that. See, you just did it. Hey, and real quickly, I wanted to say something about Tobacco and Brew, because I know that they're one of the major sponsors of KCNR. But they have a community room, and a lot of people don't know that, but they've got a community room right next to Tobacco and Brew that is no charge. It's used frequently by local organizations. You know, a lot of times folks will go in and have meetings and run next door to Tobacco and Brew and buy stuff to drink and try to help support that, but there are not a lot of places in Reading that are no charge. So
exactly.
They're very generous that way. I wanted to really point that out. I forgot to do that before.
And they're incredibly nice.
And we're going to talk with Gary Cadd here in just a moment after the Wells Fargo Minute. Gary Cadd is running for Reading City Council, and I have some questions.
All right, and good morning, ladies. Right now we're going to check out what is happening out there in the financial world as Kathy Lathrop-Cummings, Wells Fargo advisor, brings us the latest with the Market Minute. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 72 points at 13,417. Standard & Poor's 500 is positive 10 at 1443. And the NASDAQ is positive 20 points at 3,072. Active stocks today include Bank of America up 18 cents at $9.39 and Ford Motor Company up 27 cents at $10.25. Stocks of local interest, XO Group is up 5 cents at $8.33, and Pacific Gas and Electric is up a quarter at $43.38. Turning to the bond market, we find lowered prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.72%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up $1.57 at $92.82. Gold is up $9.50 at $17.74.60, and silver up 21 cents at $34.32. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop-Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
And thank you very much, Kathy. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05, right here on the home of Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, and I just wanted to say that if you want to give a call to ask any questions of Aaron, Elizabeth, Bob, or Gary, it's 530-605-4567. And you know what? Do you know what I do sometimes?
No, but I know who, his brother.
Yeah. Sometimes I drive around without my seatbelt.
Right on.
Yeah.
You throw trash out the window, too?
I'm starting to.
You're going to start smoking?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm really being tired. I'm tired of being told what to do.
I just want to point out that Kathy
and
that
I'm not going to recycle anymore, either.
Yeah.
That mean I get to leave the seat up?
I would.
You can.
I would. Wouldn't help me, but you know what? I can say that because then your wife can deal with it. I just want to point out that Kathy did that live. She did that twice this morning. That wasn't a recording. I always thought it was a recording.
I did, too.
That's a real lady.
Nice. She's nice. I know Kathy.
Yeah, but I mean, she just, like, rattles that off.
Yeah,
gets
she's
it right
really
there
good.
In a one-minute block. I mean, it's impressive.
All
Gary,
right.
what do you got for us? You
good
can
morning.
Do it in a minute.
Good morning, Gary Kapp. Nobody knows who you are, so you should tell them.
Well, seems you put it that way. I'm Gary Kapp. I'm seeking a position on the Reading City Council to protect Reading's future in these challenging economic times. I think it's time for a change on the council. I think it's time to have someone from the community sitting on the council, someone that sits up on the council and relates to the people that come forward to bring different issues forward. I mean, we can talk about the Hacienda Heights Pocket Park. We can talk about the flagpole that should be put up at the library years ago. So there's a lot of issues that I think that we need to bring the citizenship back to the Reading City Council. I think that's gone away some time ago, and I think it needs to come back.
Cool.
Hey, so you were at a debate on Monday night, and as is the case oftentimes with debates, you have a limited amount of time to expound on any particular issue. So I was there, and I have a couple of questions. There's been talk about an increase in sales tax revenue in the last quarter in the city of Reading, and apparently it's up 9%, and if a person didn't know any different, they would think that the economy is on the upswing. You kind of clarified where those sales tax revenues are actually coming from.
Well, right. Good question, Elizabeth, because the thing with it is that does need to be clarified, because there has been a 9% increase in sales tax receipts, and actually not just the last quarter, but probably the last 9-10 months, something like that. And so talking about 9% sounds very encouraging until you stop to look at the sectors, because there's many sectors to our economy. And the two sectors that are being influenced and being increased here are fuel costs, which our fuel costs are through the roof, as everybody knows. So no wonder we're gaining fuel tax money. And the other one is on auto sales. But retail and the rest of the sectors of the economy are actually down because this 9% is bringing
like them. Like the other 99% of the stuff we buy?
Yeah. Right. So it's it's a situation that we need. We're 9%, yes, but we need to explain where the 9% is coming from. And would love to say it's across the spectrum, but it's not.
Okay. And on that note,
it hasn't been.
We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back.
We will see you in 2 minutes here at KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Proven leadership is required now more than ever during these difficult times. Time after time, the people of this community that we call Reading have shown that by working together, we can solve our problems and meet all challenges. I'm Dick Dickerson. For the past 8 years, I have helped guide the city using leadership developed over more than 50 years of military, law enforcement, and elected office experience. There has been some recent positive news with revenue increases and an A rating from Standard & Poor's. However, as you know, more tough times lie ahead. We have many more problems to solve together. I believe that my experienced, proven leadership is needed now more than ever. That is why I am asking for your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Reading City Council, 2012.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear, are you really going to go up in that thing?
Yep. I thought the piling in a hot air balloon would be a great way to experience that light feeling you get when you eat one of Black Bear Diner's salads. They're so light and crispy and delicious.
Yeah, but they're our salads, Bob. They're huge. Seriously, you can't pilot that thing. Hop out of that basket and let's go get your favorite salad, the cashew chicken Caesar.
But what if I want a taco salad, a Cobb, a chef salad, a Chinese chicken salad, or ooh, the grilled southwestern steak salad? Ah, it's the perfect pairing of cool, crisp vegetables and delicious manly steak.
You can have that too, Bob. Just turn that burner off and deflate that thing before you hurt yourself.
Good thing you saved me, Sugar Bear. I'm kind of afraid of heights.
Oh, brother.
Enjoy the lighter side this summer with generous salads and wraps, specially made for you at Black Bear Diner.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
Mark the date. It's off the leash when KRCR-TV and Enjoy Magazine present the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. And it's all for the animals at Haven Humane Society. Watch some of our area's most popular celebrities take to the runway, wearing this season's fashions accompanied by their favorite pooch. Remember the Hot Dog Fashion Show and Brunch Saturday, November 10th at the Holiday Inn. Get your tickets at Haven Humane Society, enjoy the store, or call 241-5262.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And at 8:14, taking a look at the weather here on KCNR 1460. Partly cloudy skies today, a high of 82, clear tonight, and great sleeping weather with a low in the lower 50s. Tomorrow, it's only get up to 73 degrees under partly cloudy skies, currently 53 degrees in Redding. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards on the way out to Shingletown on Inwood Drive. Tonight is pizza night, wood-fired pizza, and that is Anselmo Vineyards' proud supporters of Free Fire Radio. And we're going to toss it back to our guest host.
You forgot to say it was light out.
It was very light of it because about this time of year, the sun just comes blasting in here like the giant spotlight.
Hey, and
I want a complete weather report.
We haven't had breakfast yet, and we're talking about all the wonderful food we love that a Michelle Obama would hate. Like
yeah,
a Monte Cristo.
Monte Cristo.
Anybody out there had a Monte Cristo lately? Yum, yum, yum. Black Bear Diner made me one to order once. It's not on their menu. It was to die for. I mean, it was so good. Literally, so good.
So good.
And Michelle.
So good.
Michelle would hate it.
Did you say so good?
So good. Okay.
Gary,
and to die for.
Okay, so Gary Cad's job now is to transition that back into an issue that relates to city council. Well, drum roll, please.
Yeah, and yes, I've just got this thing about the electric utility. I want to know. I'm going to ask a question,
that's going to help because if you just think about it, we won't be able to.
Probably going to like.
You're going to have to verbalize.
A dam is going to burst here, but. we've got a cushion in the city of Reading budget. You know, there's a reserve there. There are so many cities in the state of California that if they haven't filed bankruptcy, they're close. Very few actually own their own electric utility. So is there a connection there?
Well, the thing with what you're talking about as far as reserves, REU is an enterprise group.
Okay, and what is that?
Well, it's a separate from the City of Reading budget. There's two separate budgets. There are REU budget and there's a City of Reading budget. If you were to audit, you'd audit one or the other or both of them. They're not, the money's not commingled.
Is it true that REU has never been audited or is that not true?
You know, I can't truthfully answer that question. I really don't know.
Okay.
Probably not in the recent past anyway.
Okay.
Not that I know of. No, but the City of Reading has a reserve account, and they also have what's called risk management, which is their, I would gather to say it's their lawsuit account in a matter of speaking. But, so those are the reserves that they can use to, prop up other areas of the economy. The one thing that's coming up right now is CalPERS, which is the, state employee retirement fund. Each year, on their investments, they have to receive 7.5% return on their investments.
And that's a defined benefit plan where they have been promised a specific amount.
Right. This is true. So this last year, ending in June, they didn't get the 7.5%. They got 1%.
1%. So where did they get the other 6.5%?
They're going to come back and ask us for that.
And will that come out of the reserve account?
That will come out of wherever the city council decides, whether they cut government, whether they reserve account. At my looking, it's probably somebody's going to have to come from the reserve account. Another area that can be done is right now city hall is closed 2 Fridays a month. I think we need to close it all Fridays a month and the city government be run Monday through Thursday. Now, I know that from what I'm understanding, the public really hasn't had a great outcry in the closing of the 2 Fridays. So I think we need to close all Fridays.
How big of a difference does that really make? I mean, sometimes it seems, you know, I guess I'm thinking like state level. You know, they took away like all the legislators' vehicles. And so that seemed like a really big cut. Well, but at the end of the day, the mileage that they're having to pay for the miles they're driving, it was actually worse than the vehicles.
Well, but see, we got to stop now. You're thinking of wages?
Yeah, well, I'm just curious, thinking, like, what's the real savings?
Well, the real savings would be pretty large. I mean, okay. if people were working 5 days a week and you cut back to 4 days a week, you're cutting 20%. So, and you were talking about wages, healthcare, and pensions. So you're cutting back and saving money. So, I mean, it's not that we want to cut back on the employees, but we have to do something. And I'm not really one to want to cut any more employees. I mean, there's a situation where the
you
police...
You mean the actual numbers?
The actual numbers.
Sure.
Not specific people. Actual numbers is what I'm talking about. But the police department, we're down from 119 high to down in the high 90s somewhere is where we're at right now. So we need those numbers back for a city the size of Reading. And actually, the 119 that we had as a high actually was probably about 6 or 8 below what the state average is for a city the size of Reading. So we're down. The fire department's down. Now, they're just starting Sunday. They're going to reopen Fire Station 2, something I think they probably should have done last
spring. And that one is located where?
Over on the corner of Placer and Buenaventura.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so they'll reopen that. But the thing with it is we have to watch our dollars. I know they've been talking about from the DS that we pinch pennies. Well, it looks like they pinch pennies when the people of Reading go forward to ask for something. But when they come to union contracts, it seems like they give raises and long-term contracts. And my contention now was that they should have in January of 11 through June of 11, they should have given the contracts 1 and 2 year contracts. And they should have asked the employees to give their 9% employee share of their retirement. 9% public safety, 7% for the rest of them. And given that back and had a short-term contract. And this is also a way of telling the employees that we have a problem. We're going to deal with it on a one or two year contract. But 2 years from now, maybe the economy is going to come back and we can start turning around because the contract will come open again. Well, the present city council saw fit to give 4 and 5 year contracts. So some of these contracts aren't going to open until 2017. Well, what's going to happen if this downturn continues? And if CalPERS keeps coming back.
Sure.
I mean, because the CalPERS short indebtedness, the short investment return is climbing. It's not getting plateaued. It's not dropping. It's climbing each
year. And as the baby boomers head more and more toward retirement, that obligation is going to grow just from the sheer fact that that population is larger and they are set to retire. Plus, with the state of California right now and its finances and the decisions they have a tendency to make, the rest of the country could pull out of this, but California, I think, has a ways to go, if at all. I mean, I'm not seeing any responsible decision-making on our state legislature to the extent now that they start to turn this thing around.
Well, you stop and look. Liz is bringing up the state. Here's a good one, AB 109, which is the bringing the prisoners back home.
Mm-hmm.
The governor...
To a home near you.
Yes. Well, they're being returned here, so the bill is returning here. So the state, the governor said, well, we'll pay you for that. Well, what's going to happen in the election if his the governor's tax increase doesn't pass? Then what's going to happen is, what if the governor says, oh, by the way, you've got the prisoners are going to continue coming home, but we're not going to fund it.
But we're not sending them with
possibility.
Any lunch money.
Right. And this is a possibility.
Yeah, sure.
So there can be situations coming up that are above and beyond the control of the city of Reading or the county of Shasta, either one. There's situations that we can't control.
Because we all know things run downhill.
That's right. So the thing that we have to do is we have to realize that we have to have a council that's ready, willing, and able to make the decisions.
And on that note, we're going to go for a quick break. That was a beautiful segue, Gary. How did you know that?
No, Elizabeth, that was a beautiful segue. You are listening to KCNR 1460 AM, Shasta Reading, the home of Free Fire Media.
Bike Weekend is here and it's bigger than ever. October 13th, the Shasta Center becomes Sport Bike Row, featuring the return of the swimwear competition, plus live music from Uptown, beer garden, displays, demo rides, vendors, and more. Watch Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn perform his amazing aerial action, plus the Power Curve Hit Pass experience. It's free, nonstop action all throughout the day and into the night. Big Bike Weekend, Sport Bike Row at the Shasta Center, October 13th. Brought to you by Shasta Center, Huber's Furniture, and NorCal Brewing Solutions.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
I'm Jim Pope, retired Shasta County Sheriff with over 40 years in law enforcement. I believe Sherry Beck is qualified and experienced to be our next supervisor in District 4. She is focused on the safety of all Shasta County citizens, and I urge you to vote for Sherry Beck, Supervisor, District 4.
Adrian Rogers, Shasta Lake Fire Chief, was quoted as saying, "Sherry Beck is a good, honest person we can trust."
I'm Sherry Beck. I have the experience, management skills, and qualifications necessary to be your supervisor. My number one priority is citizen safety. I will work to eliminate the catch-and-release situation. You can count on me to build a better Shasta County, more jobs, helping businesses prosper, and working to streamline the permit process. I want you to have a better quality of life. I will devote my energy to opening the new veterans home. I believe in the importance and value of tourism at Shasta Lake, and I will promote tourism for all of Shasta County. When elected, I will work hard to justify your confidence and support. Paid for by the committee to elect Sherry Beck, District 4 Supervisor.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 8:26, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They've got competitive pricing, excellent service, senior discounts, veteran discounts. Great folks there at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. Their customers are warm friends, proud sponsors of Free Fire Radio.
As are we.
Yeah, you said it.
I'm glad I could be there for you.
Now, swiftly back to Gary Cadd.
Because we'll get off track.
In the race for city council. But before we continue, I want to know, is it different running for city council now in this year with all this, you know, the biggest political election of our time,
and
blah,
the
blah,
great
blah.
And the great awakening.
Well, yes, it is actually. But you know, there's one thing. I would never, ever, ever tell somebody they can't
ever.
Run for office. Ever tell somebody they can't run for office. But it is really nice that the first time I ran, there was 8 people running, and the second time at 10
that
we ran,
fun.
There was cast of thousands. There was 10, and this time there's 3 of us. So this time we're playing odd person out.
Okay, so. Here's an off-track question. Why do you suppose that more people haven't jumped into this race?
You know, I can't answer that.
I
really
before.
Don't know. I'm glad that
what about Truan Sigler? What's he running for?
Oh, yeah. School, whatever. Yeah.
I.E. So Russell cool. Hunt.
But the thing with it is I have gone to city. Folks have heard this before, but I have attended every city council meeting save 2. Since January of 2007. That's 138 city council meetings, mm-hmm. not to mention the other meetings.
I think it's just impressive
that
you actually know that.
Well, and the thing with it is, I don't get there an hour after they start and leave 2 hours before they're over.
No,
I've been there
at
2 o'clock in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning. And I read the agendas, I read the staff reports, and some folks have asked me, so, well, Gary, how can you go? It's so dry. It's just totally boring. Well, if you've read the reports, if you know the agenda, you've read the reports, it's not a game, but it's a play that's acted out in front of you. It is how the council works together or against each other is whatever it is, how staff works with council and how the public comes forward and
well, you start learning the key players. And you know, Aaron and I have attended a lot of city council meetings, and actually it's kind of fun. You know, you go a couple of times, you can just be a participant in the audience. You don't have to get up and say anything.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, after you've been there a few times, you really do start to put all the pieces of the puzzle together, and it's kind of fun.
Yeah. People,
it's really interesting.
Are you getting ready to point at me?
Oh. 1 minute before we segue
like,
again.
What are we doing over here?
The thing with it is I've noticed, you know, I've asked people to come to the meetings. So there's an issue that we really need to be looking at. And they'll say, well, Gary, I've read that, and I don't totally understand it. And I said, well, just come and listen to it. Next thing you know, this particular person is grabbing a blue card and heading up to the clerk. And the blue card is how you.
Now they want to say something.
They want to say something. They
sure.
want their 3 minutes. So they go up and they get their 3 minutes. And they come back and they say, Gary, I can't believe what was being talked about. I'm glad I came and made my comments known. Well, see, this is what we need to do. Folks, this is Reading. This is our city.
Exactly.
It's mm-hmm. It belongs to us.
All right. We're out of here on a quick news break.
Beautiful.
You're listening
Gary.
To KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Joe Biden says he's looking forward to tonight's debate against Congressman Paul Ryan. It's in Danville, Kentucky. Former Ohio Governor Ted Strickland co-chairs the Obama campaign.
We're going to hear a lot of debate about the Paul Ryan budget, a budget that Governor Romney has called a marvelous budget, but a budget that does terrible things for the working middle class.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says the Republican ticket's budget plan is a blueprint for success.
A vision of Governor Romney and Paul Ryan for prosperity and opportunity, a revitalization of the free enterprise system that'll create millions of jobs.
There are two more presidential debates as well. Sprint's in talks to be bought out by the Japanese communications company SoftBank. Sprint is the third largest cell phone company in the United States. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with BNT Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competitions, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. 3 free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Is your car a lemon? Ever get a chance to tell that salesman what he could do with that lemon? On October 11th, the Shasta College Theater opens a car dealership that only sells lemons. Lemons, a hilarious adult comedy by Kent Broadhurst, plays evenings October 11th to the 20th with a Sunday matinee on October 14th. For performance times and ticket information, go to shastacollege.edu/theater or get your tickets at the box office before each performance of Lemons.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With 3 kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460 530-605-4567.
We are back, and I just want you to know it's light out.
That was the weather report.
We'll do the weather report later, but the stars have gone home and the sun is out and the sky is blue, and that is your weather report for today. Okay, Gary Cadd. Oh, we've got a caller.
Don't act surprised.
BC, help me out here. Welcome to Free Fire Radio.
We sure will. Well, good morning, Aaron, Elizabeth, and Gary.
Good morning. Hello.
And I certainly agree that these long-term contracts are a recipe for disaster with a dicey economy. They should be year on. But the other issue I want you to address, if you happen to make the council there, there's an area out there. How much overtime is generated by 911 emergency calls that aren't emergencies? I mean, that's ridiculous that they can't change that around to where if you need an ambulance, you can get an ambulance. You don't have to have two firemen and a cop show up at the same time. I'd just like to know those. If anybody knows that number, how much is actually generated for overtime for these kind of guys because of the non-emergency calls that are emergency because it comes through that 911 spectrum?
Well, you know,
take my answer on air, Gary.
Okay, BC.
Thanks, BC.
I can't tell you off the top of my head how much overtime is generated. Probably a substantial amount, but I can tell you that of all the calls of the fire department, 85% of them are medical and 15% are fire. I know that is a fact. But as far as the overtime and that part of it, sir, I can't answer because I don't know the answer.
And there's a trick to that, why they send firemen, but I forget. I heard that explained.
Basically,
once.
The way the current response system is set up, the fire department and the firefighters are doubled as the paramedics. The first responders stabilize the patient and take care of any immediate threat to life. Then they hand off to the ambulance crew who prepare the victim for transport. And the reason they roll a fire truck on these calls is that if they are in the middle of call A, which is a minor medical, and yes, they could take a smaller, more efficient vehicle, and then there's a house burning 400 feet away.
Then they have the hoses.
They would have to go back to the fire department. Same reason that when they go to the store, they take the fire truck because they have to be ready to respond immediately from wherever they happen to be. So
I
that's
didn't think about
that's
how
the
they
way
got
it
to
works
the store.
That way. Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was just because they didn't have other cars.
No, it's so that they are ready to respond immediately.
Yeah, Bob's correct in what you said. So,
well, there you have it.
Okay, so Gary, take it away to what you want to talk about. We've got a list here, and we want to get through it.
There's another one. Folks, the ladies here have given me a list of questions, and we're going topics. Yeah, that works. And one of the topics here that is very interesting is the Hacienda Park, Hacienda Heights subdivision, Pocket Park. This Pocket Park was promised to them 25 years ago.
And that's one of those little parks that you find in neighborhoods.
In essence,
is
what
it
was.
Is it in a pocket of houses? Because
it's just one of the lots in the subdivision that is set aside to be a park. So this park has been sitting there for 25 years, and it's my understanding the kids from the area play in the park. It's a dirt park. I mean, they
use their bicycles. Not really a park yet.
Yeah, it's
right?
not a park. It's just a blob of yeah, but it's place. It's a place for them to play off the street.
Sure.
So what it basically
25
is.
Years ago they were promised.
Yes.
Park.
So the city decided earlier this year that they were going to put that lot up for sale and sell it because they were not into pocket parks any longer, and they were not going to produce the park. So they put it on the agenda. Well, the people from Hacienda Heights subdivision came to the meeting, and I don't recall now the first time probably 15, 20 of them got up and spoke. And the thing with it was, too, there was a young lady and a young man. The young lady was probably, I don't know, 10 years old, probably both about 9, 10 years old, something like that. They got up and spoke for 3 minutes. And I'll tell you what, I was totally impressed with their 3 minute the speeches they gave. And they didn't do it just on one evening. These folks had to come back for, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 meetings to finally get the city's attention. So now the city has told them that the citizens that own homes in Hacienda Heights have 1 year to raise $70,000 to put a park together. I have great problems with this. This is another time when the city is pinching pennies to not help the citizens.
Well, and if I could just very quickly insert the thought that with gas prices being what they are, it's probably more advantageous for those families to have a park in their own community where the kids can play.
Well, sure. Sure.
And you know, they're smoking in the other parks, but that will end soon.
Right. Well, and the thing with it is that there's a school not far from there, and I think one of the counselors told him to jump the fence to get into the school. Well, I mean, that's not something you want, kids jumping fences. That's number one. And number two, the city of Reading needs to be responsible to the people. That's you and I. That's all of us. That's the reason why I say when I'm elected to city council and I take a seat sitting on the council, you're going to have a representative from the city, the people, not the corporate city. Now, I'm going to represent the corporate city. Don't get me wrong. It's not what I'm saying, but I am going to be the voice of the people when I'm on that council.
So you've been attending these city council meetings for years. You go to Board of Supervisors committee meetings. You go to
Water
meetings, water meetings. I mean, you don't just go to city council. You go to, I mean, you're a full-time meeting attender, but you also have established a lot of relationships with a lot of the people that are heading these meetings up, a lot of the committee chairs. I mean, it goes several layers deep, your involvement. At face value, it's not just going to city council meetings on Tuesday nights.
You actually know how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
However,
well, in essence, yes. I've learned how.
And that's sort of important.
But you haven't been in government your entire working career.
No. Before I moved to Alaska and married my wife, Linda, before I moved to California, I lived in Alaska, up there for 27 years. And part of the time that I was up there, I was a legislative aide in the Alaska legislature. And we produced bills, we shepherded them through the legislature, so we were constituent helpers when we were home in Kenai, Alaska, and then we went to Juneau for the legislative session, so that you're down there through a session and working on bills. So I have the background of government from there. Then I've also, as far as being here in Reading, the city of Reading asked me to be on the, it's been back in 08, I think it was the Traffic Impact Fee Committee, which I was a member of that. Then they asked me to be a member of the Reading Electric Utility Review Committee, Billing Review Committee, sort of a mouthful. So I was a member of that, and we did a lot of work, and that was a lot of hard studying to do on that one. And right now I'm a member of the, Reading, city's, let me see how this is worded now, Streets and Roads Work Group that I'm on right now. So I go.
That's not the one that comes with a free shovel?
No.
We have to take a really quick break. We'll be back with more from Gary Cadd, who is running for city council. You're going to want to catch the rest of the show. KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
To For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound has everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774, your back-to-school music headquarters.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis from Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
The problem with California is there are too many politicians in Sacramento and not enough regular, hardworking people. That's why we need Brian Daly in the State Assembly. Brian Daly is a third-generation farmer and a small business owner who knows the value of integrity and a hard day's work. Brian Daly has balanced budgets, met a payroll, and created jobs. Brian Daly has fought against those in government who would take away our water and private property rights. And Brian Daly will work to end government regulation of our farms and businesses. If we want to fix the problems in Sacramento, then let's send a farmer to the State Assembly, someone who understands our way of life.
This is Brian Daly. We need representatives who are serious about working hard and getting the job done. As a third-generation farmer and small business owner, I'll fight for more jobs and a financially sound government. I would be honored to have your support, paid for by Brian Daly for Assembly 2012.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's 8:46 on a Thursday morning, and taking a look at the legitimate weather report. Partly cloudy today at a high of 82 degrees. Generally clear tonight, a low of 52. I am a professional. Some clouds in the morning for tomorrow. Mainly sunny skies and a high only of 73. Currently, it is 58 degrees in Reading. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. It is pizza night. Head on out there, Inwood Drive off of Highway 44 on the way to Shingletown. Beautiful area, great place to go out, and wood-fired pizza tonight at Anselmo Vineyards, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And that is the Rural Weather Report, because Bob did not like my blue sky sunshining version.
Yeah, see my weather report. It's light out. Go find out what else is going on.
So
then
Gary
you could talk more about the pizza, see?
Yeah.
You'd have more time to talk about the pizza.
Okay, Gary Cadd, we've got a few minutes left. Take her away.
Well, one thing I'd like to talk about is the Reading Electric Utility Commission. Up until 1994, the city of Reading had a 7-member electric commission. It was made up of volunteer citizens who were on this commission. There was probably a problem. I can't tell you why it actually was done away with, imagined personalities or something. But I think
stupid
that we need
personalities.
Well, you go back and look at the personalities at the time, but we need to have a commission to oversee Reading Electric Utility. One of the city councilors in a very recent meeting made the statement that they really didn't have the expertise or the time to really understand Reading Electric Utility, but they are the oversight board. The council is. So we need to reinstitute a 7-member board. And my vision of this is an electrical engineer, a mechanical engineer, a CPA, and an attorney, and 3 folks with electrical business experience from within the community be on this commission.
No ballerinas need apply?
No ballerinas need apply. Because folks, this is very serious.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean that. But what I'm talking about is 100, the asset, Redding Electric Utility, is $171 million asset to the city of Redding. That's our money. That's our electric utility. We should be able to have an oversight. Looking into citizens' oversight, looking into what's going on. The council's part-time. They don't have the time to really get in and understand. They go to national meetings, they go to state meetings, and they meet with the utility here. But we need to have someone from the community. We have CSAC Commission, we have the Planning Commission.
CSAC is what?
CSAC is the Community Service Advisory Commission. And so, thank you.
You're very welcome.
So, we need to have oversight. We have a right to have oversight.
Well, we have oversight. The point is, with the CSEC thing, we have oversight on other things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this wouldn't be weird.
No.
And you literally can't expect the members of the city council to know everything about everything. And honestly, at the end of the day, it gets back to personal responsibility on the parts of the citizens to be a part of their community.
Accountability and transparency is what it boils down to. And I believe we, the citizens of the city of Redding, have the right to have the oversight so we understand what's going on. And it's
sure,
straightforward.
At the end of the day, we pay the bill.
That's right.
We
pay the bill.
Sure.
Is exactly it. And in the last 3 years, we've had three roughly 8% increases, which is 24%. I believe we're having another one coming in December. So we need to understand where the money is, where the money's going, and how it's being used. Now, we can take another thing. Redding Electric Utility charges late fees, and they run just under $2 million, just over $2 million, depending upon the year. These late fees.
That you're going to say, depending on the size of your house.
Well,
wow.
the late fees are supposed to stay in REU, and they're supposed to be used for the poor and the working poor to help them pay their bills. Now, how many folks in the community have lost their jobs? And I hate to say this of them, but they become into a status of poor and working poor because they no longer have a job, which was nothing to their work habits. It's just that the company went out of business because of the economy we're in.
Been there.
So if we're sitting there and we have that problem, why don't we put this money back? Now the billing review committee mentioned that we should put $700,000 back in REU to take care of this very issue.
Now what's the billing review committee?
Billing Review Committee is the committee that we had 3 years ago that went back and reviewed all the billing and all the issues before.
Okay. And that was volunteers?
That was all volunteers.
Okay.
And so when $700,000 was to be, we recommended for the city to put it back into REU. City put it back. It stayed there for 10 weeks, folks. 10 weeks, 2.5 months, and then it was moved back to the general fund again. Had that $700,000 been there, these $158,000 that they had to write off and the ratepayers had to absorb would not have been absorbed by the ratepayers. So.
Well, that's fun. All right, we need to take a swift break here. Bottom line is Gary Catt is qualified to run for city council. Well, because he turned in his papers, but he's also qualified to do the job because he knows stuff. If you haven't figured that out by now, we got 10 minutes more coming up.
And from a citizen's point of view, not from an existing bureaucratic point of view.
Yeah. Yeah, that too. You're listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi there. I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Reading Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Reading Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Reading Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experienced and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Well, paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Back down. No, I won't.
Good
back
song.
Down.
Good that timing. We always end the show. It's my song.
Oh, it's good timing on the song
hell,
for Doug
but I won't
and Gary.
Back.
That's
and
my
Elizabeth
song.
Elizabeth and Bob and me.
There you
and
go.
And Gary.
It's the Free Fire theme.
And Gary.
Yeah, and Gary.
So we have Jim on hold with a comment.
Hello, Jim.
Good morning. And that's my song, too.
And Gary.
Hey, you know, Gary, it's pretty... Gary?
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty embarrassing to ask the employees of the city of Reading to take a reduction in pay and take time off from their work and lose money from the way from their family when the top management is drawing down the wages they're drawing. If they really love the city, they ought to step up from the kindness of their heart, show everybody how much they love the country, and give back half of their wages.
Jim, you know, I totally understand what you're saying, and I look at it, I'm going to start off my answer to you or my comments to you is look at the people in the city of Reading and how many people have lost their jobs, how many people have two jobs now instead of one that don't make up for the one job they had. So in other words, the people in the city of Reading have been hurt greatly by the economic downturn. And you're right. Something needs to be done in the city hall with the wages that we're paying. Now, one thing you have to understand, there is no way with the contracts that are signed, there's no way that we can force any city employee to lower their wages. Because once those contracts are signed, we bought the farm. That's what the amount's going to be. If they come forward with the give back, that's what has to happen, and that's how it has to come. So there's nothing that I or the council or anyone can do with these contracts. I don't like having to say that, because in the private sector, out in the community, if an employer says, well, Gary, you were making $15 an hour, we're going to have to cut it back to $13.50 starting Monday, you either say, okay, boss, that's what I want, or you go try to find another job. And, of course, in this economy, you're not going to find another job.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what needs to be done is the people to need to do that. But it is embarrassing to see people lose their wages and stuff like here, and they're drawing down the contracts they are. I mean, if they really care about their job and really care about their country here, I mean, about the city, they ought to step up and give back these things free will instead of make people try to take them back.
Well, sir, I can tell you that that's exactly what would have to happen for us to get them to do that because of these contracts.
Right.
So they would have to step forward and make the concession.
But city management is not under a union contract.
No, but they're under a contract. They're unrepresented contracts, so they do have a contract. It's not a union, but they're not represented by a union, but it's called unrepresented.
Well, that's right, and they represent themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that just says right there that they're not willing to help. They want everybody else to help do something, but they don't want to help, you know, by doing it themselves. And they have their own contract. They can take that recontract and rewrite it and lower their wages and say in the event that the city happens to become more fluent, then I can have my wages back. You know, have back. Until then, I want to be down here hurting with everybody else.
Well, that was my idea of going forward to the council in January of 2011 and through June of 2011 was to have short-term contracts to where we could effectively make changes instead of these long-term drawn-out contracts that we're locked into.
Hey, Jim, thank you so much for calling. We're into the last 45 seconds here. Thank you very much.
In 45 seconds, could I just say...
In 45 seconds, you know what, Gary? Get elected to city council. Go.
Thank you. Folks, I'm running for city council to, along with your help, to protect the city of Redding's future. So I ask for your vote and your support and your vote when you mark your ballot in the election. It's already started with the mail-out ballots going out. But I appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Awesome. Bob?
Goodbye, everybody.
Elizabeth? Gary,
you guys have been great.
Tune into We the People Radio on Sunday mornings.
Hey, watch the debate tonight. Big debate.
And you're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Vice President Joe Biden due in Kentucky shortly for the one and only running mates debate with Paul Ryan. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern is live in Danville.
This will be the only time Vice President Biden and Paul Ryan square off, the campus community calling it the thrill in the ville.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and, I mean, the eyes of the world are on Center College, Danville, Kentucky, and it's incredible.
Patrick Cho is president of the Student Government Association, many of his 1,300 classmates volunteering, a handful actually with tickets for tonight's debate. The debate, a 90-minute affair covering both domestic agendas and foreign policy. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. You can hear tonight's debate on many of these Fox News radio stations. A much bigger drop than expected in weekly claims for jobless benefits, but it's believed to be tied to underreported claims in one state, California. Still, Wall Street will take it for now. The Dow's up 24 points. A parking garage.